Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working out there in the Third Watch right now, thanks for everything you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have on the telephone line right now Eric in Seminole, so we'll make this quick and get his question. Okay, Eric, what's on your mind? What's the question for Denise?
Hey, good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick question wrapped in a statement here. Okay, so you guys, the position is that there's ineptness going on. I don't think I disagree with that, and here's why. What was President Biden being briefed on in the presidential daily briefings leading up to this fiasco, when the Chairman of Joint Chiefs, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense have gone before Congress and congressional committees, stating that they had the full, they gave full support of the ANA and Afghan National Army and other entities within the region to successfully defend and prevent this from going on? This is a giant Charlie Foxtrot, and I'm just going to leave it there. Thanks for taking my call, Simple Fox.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Go ahead.
Well, things may have been in the presidential daily briefing, but that doesn't mean that Biden even begins to have a concept of what he's being briefed on.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I don't even know that he's figured out that either one, we even had a base at Bagram, or two, we surrendered it, or three, that we let go about 7,000 Taliban al-Qaeda fighters that were in prison there. So
yep.
I don't think he has a concept. Now, it does not look as though that there have been any congressional briefings on this.
Right.
It hasn't gone to the Intelligence Committee. If you listen real carefully to what was asked yesterday at all the briefings coming out of the State Department of Defense, it doesn't look like, and some of the questions later on of those in Congress, it doesn't look like they were briefed on any of this at all.
Mm-hmm.
The remarkable thing is that somebody in the media asked if Biden had spoken to any other world leaders, and the answer to that was no, which I knew in my heart to be true. But it was actually admitted yesterday, and the whole place went into shock. So the only phone call later Biden had with Boris Johnson.
Right.
And Boris Johnson, interestingly enough, looked like he took more of a lead than Biden did, because Boris Johnson's now calling for an immediate G7 meeting.
Correct.
And those on the G7 are supposed to come to the meeting with what they're doing and what their solutions are for the present day and then going forward on Afghanistan. Now, we tend to concentrate on all the Americans that are stuck in Afghanistan, trapped here at this point, I think we should probably say, but the Brits are too. United Arab Emirates is flying aircraft in and out. They're helping. They've always been very good friends of the United States. But you know what? I think there's an obligation now, not because of the United States relationships with these countries, but because they have an investment on the threat matrix today and then going. So this whole thing tells you that the State Department, they had no concept of any of this. So I really truly don't blame it on anymore on this White House, because the White House is they don't even know what to ask.
Well, to throw this out there, there's a bipartisan group of Democrat and Republicans in the House of Representatives that are going to initiate an investigation against the Biden administration over all this. That's what they say anyway.
I heard it. You know what I say to that? Blah, blah, blah. You know what? By the time they even do this, we'll be way past September the 11th.
Yeah, now there's the other thing. The Taliban yesterday came out and warned the United States, we must have our troops out by September 11th.
Everybody.
Yeah. They didn't say what would happen. They just said we must have them out.
Well, the West Bank essentially becomes a prisoner of war.
So we'll see what happens. And they've got that ring around the airport where they were beating
The map tells you with the amount of airplane equipment that is going in and out of there and the volume of people that they want to get out, it can't be done by September the 11th.
I realize that.
Furthermore, that was the reason for the question that somebody in the media asked Jen Psaki what happens after August the 31st. She couldn't make that guarantee.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks on the Captain America Third Watch. There's so many moving parts to this right now. It is so wrong what's going on here. And it didn't have to happen had Biden stuck to the plan. It didn't have to happen. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyToPatriotPup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just no longer is the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who has written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settled on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. You can visit TuggyToPatriotPup.com. That's TuggyToPatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren. And it is an absolute must for homeschoolers. Now, the books come in English and Spanish, too. And you can find them locally in the Tampa Bay area by going to the Coastal Market number 607. Coastal Market number 607. And that's over at 607 Clearwater, Largo Road. All right, back to Denise Simon from PoundersCo.com. All right, first we've got two callers on the line, and both of them are our favorite questions askers. So let's go with Backgammon Bob. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Seems like that we don't really want to rescue some of the Americans in that in Afghanistan because they got that ring they put around the airport. You mean to tell me with a bunch of troops plus air power, we got over thousands of troops there that they can't blast through that ring and make a corridor and let the people on the outside in that want to get in? No way. All right, Captain, that's it.
All right. Well, you know, Denise, I'm glad you said that because I would have it, I would have a gunship up there, and I'd just go around and take the ring out, but that's me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all looks good in theory, but, you know, you've got innocent Afghanis that are in and around that ring. The other thing is you've got Taliban fighters all over Kabul, and you've got them in other towns, Jalalabad and Kandahar and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They could be running a slaughter in other parts of the country. So,
yeah.
You know, there's a nasty domino effect that could happen.
All right, we've got Elliot on the line up in Wesley Chapel. Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. You know, hey, guys, I'd like to run this by you on Haiti. You know, red means stop or danger, and yellow means proceed with caution. Now, this is an accurate way of describing the island of Hispaniola, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. Now, for a number of years, I was involved with others raising money for Haiti hurricane disaster, Haiti Feed the Poor. Now, I was connected to Haitian Americans who was in touch with trustworthy clergymen. America, it is a geological fact. Haiti sits on the worst side of the island. Haiti is rated red for danger. On the other hand, on the opposite side of the island of Hispaniola, Dominican Republic is rated yellow, proceed with caution, less prone to earthquakes, but capable of affecting the Dominican people as well. Now, in my travels, I spoke one-on-one with Dominicans in Santo Domingo, Puerto Plata, Santiago, and Punta Cana. Now, Dominicans are so blessed. So when Haiti suffers, then the Dominican government responds with aid. America, always remember, a great deal of Dominicans are part Haitians, and they know it, regardless of light-skinned or how straight their hair may be. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Well, you know, we're getting a lot of them that are going to be coming to the U.S. too, Denise.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what we're going to do because, I mean, they
come. I don't either. I mean, we have become like the, I don't want to say it this way, but the dumping ground of refugees and migrants. I mean, we're taking in Afghans, we're taking in Haitians. I mean, where's everybody else?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have to pay for all that.
That's right.
And we can't afford what we got, and now we got all this on.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So why can't we get some of our neighbors, like, oh, I don't know, Mexico?
Forget all. That's a failed state.
Just say, I know it's a failed state, but, I mean, they got to go somewhere. Why send them all here?
Oh, you know, go look at Ghana.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Try that.
Yep. Well, anyway, you know, it's a bad situation. They've had a horrible, horrible, horrible earthquake. 1,400-plus people killed, 6,000-plus injured. The death toll is going to go up. The injuries, I don't know, may or may not go up. But now they've got rain. They've got Grace over there dumping a whole bunch of rain, which is going to make it even worse.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say, but if I was in Haiti, I think I'd move. I think I'd move. This would be my last shot over there. I'd either move to the other side of the island that Elliot was talking about, or I'd just get out of Dodge somewhere and go someplace different. Okay, let's go back to what we were talking about here. Because in lieu of everything that's been going on here, the money now is starting to play into this. I did not realize that the Afghan Central Bank had $9.5 billion in assets here in the United States, which is all being frozen.
Well, duh. I mean, it should have happened. I posted that yesterday. It should have happened, you know, when the first city fell, first province, first capital fell to the Taliban, that We knew what was going to happen. We just knew it. And if they didn't know it, I knew it. Not that, you know, I've got some divine knowledge here, but...
Well, everybody I talked to knew it. That was in a position, and same with you.
All right, so we have frozen that. But now we continued, forgetting about the what was sitting here in our banks by the Federal Reserve. We are obligated with $400 million going to financial support, which has been going on for years and years. Okay, so the Biden administration finally decided they were going to stop that. And so they only decided to stop it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now that you've got the Taliban sitting in the presidential palace.
Now, the Taliban are continuing to say that they are not going to discriminate against women. They're going to allow them to have businesses and go to college and this, that, and the other, and all that. But yet they're also saying that they're going to Sharia law. Well, if they go to Sharia law, the women can't have any of that.
I just said all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do? I mean, we can't believe them. I can't, anyway.
We can't do anything. We can't do anything. The reality is, it is Sharia. I mean, women are already covering up their faces. There's nothing we can do. It's over with. Unless we want to go into a full-blown offensive, there's nothing else we can do.
Well, I'm just sitting here waiting for somebody to take a pot shot and take down a C-17 with, oh, I don't know, 500 people on it and have that crash because of what's going on there.
Well, look, I would say this. We have probably hundreds of drones and satellites, geospatial. Everything is pointed to not just Kabul, but the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you that we have an awful lot of things on standby, but that doesn't mean they're going to be ready. But I think that we probably have some armed drones, ready for somebody to pull a trigger. But, yeah.
How about them with the drones that they've got, a couple hundred? How about them?
Well,
We
know which ones they are. We can take those out.
Okay, because they've got our equipment, and we keep finding out about some of the other heavy equipment they got, including the artillery. Again, they sit over there, start lobbing shells in there, and it's inside the airport. It's just there's too many things that can really go wrong here, and I'm sitting here going, this is absolutely stupid. But anyway, yeah. But anyway, we got to go. Here comes the music. Have yourself a great day, and I'll see you later. All right,
yep.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. What a mess. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll in the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend has reached nearly 2,000 as rescue efforts continue after Tropical Storm Grace stopped them with its arrival. Officials say that 1,941 people have died in the quake, with nearly 10,000 injured. UNICEF has estimated that about 1.2 million people have been affected by the disaster, which struck some of the more isolated areas of the country. Officials say many homes have been destroyed, leaving people without shelter and limited or no access to fresh water, food, or health care. And the Transportation Security Administration says the federal transportation mask mandate will be extended through January 18th. The mandate was set to expire on September 13th, but the extension comes as new COVID cases have been on the rise across the country because of the more transmissible Delta variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, they have 2 locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at. Check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And ask to take the tour. Check them out, see what they're all about. Meantime, they're going to tell you what they're all about right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So I look across the bay over there where they're at. Now, you can also catch them up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the Boston city limits. And in both cases, what you need to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of either one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. Now, in doing so, you'll not only see the campus, but you'll get a chance to talk to the students. You'll also get a chance to talk to the instructors, and you'll also get a chance to talk to the money people and see whether or not you qualify because if you're a post-9/11 vet, more than likely you haven't used your educational benefit, so it'll be there for you. You'll be able to get your training taken care of by your GI Bill. If you're pre-9/11, you may or may not have benefits left. It all depends. But if you don't, you'll be able to get a student loan, which is what everybody else has to do, civilians. And you'll be able to get in that way. And there you go. But ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about, and then you'll know firsthand. And I'm telling you, if you become an aviation maintenance tech, a certified aviation maintenance tech, you'll have a job for the rest of your life. Never have to worry. You can get a job anywhere in the world. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Well, Joe Biden says no amount of military force would have ever been able to deliver a stable and secure Afghanistan, as he blamed the collapse on Afghanistan on the lack of will from politicians and security forces there. He blamed everybody by him but himself for what has just transpired. But yet, here's what we know. We know there was a plan in place. We know that there were things that should have been followed by Joe Biden that weren't. They were left there for him by his predecessor, Donald Trump. And by speeding the process up and yanking the troops out, it created a vacuum for the Taliban, and they were there to respond, and they did, and it's their country now. Now, also, when you ask, and many Gold Star families are, and many Afghan vets are, what the heck did I serve there for? What the heck did my son or daughter sacrifice their life for? Well, it's not in vain, folks. It's not in vain. Although it may appear like it right here at the moment. But I'm telling you, there's a reason for everything. You know that. I know that. And eventually we'll find out whatever that reason is. Now, we could have done more. The frustration is growing in Washington over Biden's Kabul evacuation, and the anger that's out there is real, too, about the people that have got folks that are in Afghanistan, and there may be as many as 40,000 Americans there. There may be as many as 40,000. Many of these are contractors that are on the site where the companies have them, that are sheltering in place, and what the Taliban did was they bypassed a lot of these places to get to the big cities, the provincial capitals, and capture them and take control of the province. Now they're going backwards the other way around to go back and do what they missed to begin with. Now the Taliban control is raising plenty of alarms for Afghans and for Americans and for the world in general. It's not just about the Afghans. It's about all the people in all the countries, 60 of them, that probably have people in the mix, some of them more than others, in Afghanistan that weren't able to get out right away. Because remember, 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden said, when asked, he said, well, how are these people going to get out? How are you going to get them out? Well, they can just get on a commercial flight and fly on out. Uh-huh. Sure. Right. Makes you wonder, huh? Makes you wonder. Now, like it or not, the Afghan withdrawal is still the best course for the United States at the moment anyway. But we have to get our people out. And the next time I hear Jen Psaki say well, we have other people other than Americans that we need to get out because of their principal job and their seriousness and this and the other. No, Jen. No, Jen. We get the Americans out first. I don't care about the others. We get the Americans out first. Then we worry about the others. The Americans have to have the priority. Because we all know what the Taliban is capable of doing to what they call the infidels. Now, ISIS, if you remember right, ISIS got their start after the Taliban. After the Taliban. But they put a lot of what the Taliban was doing into play. So think about that for a minute. The vicious ones that were out there to begin with were the Taliban. And Al-Qaeda was a spinoff of them. So then you had ISIS. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And we need to understand that these people are not our friends. They're not going to sing Kumbaya at the backyard barbecue. And we have got to understand that when they say, well, we're going to respect the women, they can have their jobs, they can go to school, they can do this. No. When they go to Sharia law, which is what they said they're doing, they're implementing Sharia law, all of that stops. The women lose their rights. They put the burqas back on. The little girls, the little teenage girls, will be lined up, and the fighters will come along and pick the wives they want. They want two girls. They want three girls. Fine, that's what they get. They can have what they want. And there goes the civil rights and the feminist movement all in one blow right there in Afghanistan, because that's what they're going to do. Now, the other thing is, yesterday I saw them throwing a bunch of people, literally throwing them, in the back of some of these pickup trucks, and the way they went, whisked them off down the road, probably never to be seen again. Because I'm going to guess they were government workers or soldiers, and that's what they were looking for, to get them. Because they're seeking retribution. They're seeking revenge. And that's what they're doing. And the torture and the beheadings and all of that is alive and well behind the scenes, being reported by anybody and everybody. And I hear the music coming up in my ear here. Okay, well, just keep your eyes on the prize, and let's see what happens. But in the meantime, we've got to get the Americans out first. That's got to be the priority. I don't care about anybody else. The Americans come out first. Then we'll worry about the rest of them. That's the way I look at it. Okay, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a busy morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. I was on his Armed American Radio Daily Defense come Monday, and we had a good old time on the Redidio, and I'm very happy and very glad that Mark has an opportunity to talk about things other than guns once in a while, and we tore into good old Joe Biden. All right, my conversation with Chris Markowski is being brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, you know, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura MDX Sport Utility. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers the home and office pickup and sale delivery, as well as the lease programs they have, some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor all those who served our country with the You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located at North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, and you'll find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Acura.com. That's Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch more money, too. All right. To the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, you might get your feet wet today.
a little bit of rain, huh? Coming our
way? Well, it's to the west of you at the moment, but it could come over towards you. Yeah, that's what's left of Fred coming north. It's all the way in upstate New York right now, all the way into the Adirondacks.
Okay, so we'll see what if it hits Long Island.
Yeah, well, it'll be what it'll be. No big deal. You can handle it. I know you can.
Oh, no problem. Yeah.
All right. Now, I got to ask you a question here because today, end of the week, more than 7 million Americans are poised to lose their unemployment benefits. Now, we were talking about this off the air. I'll make you a little friendly wager and tell you that somehow or another, they find a way to keep the benefits going.
Yeah, I'm not taking that bet because I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, they'll find some way, I think, to try to extend this at some point in time. I think that the squad out there will get, bent out of shape, AOC and her gang and, get on the Biden administration and they'll try to find this, way to, extend this for, I don't know how long, probably to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my guess. And, I don't know. I just kind of figured when I heard all this was coming down that that's where they were going to go. But we'll see. And I believe you're right. Now, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Matt.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you know this or not, but of course, you got this little thing out there in California called the recall.
Yeah. I saw one of Gavin Newsom's latest commercials out there attacking Larry Elder and, talking about COVID and, you know, what he's trying to do. I mean, I'm curious to see what happens out there. Interesting, these recalls that they have out there in California, seems to happen more often than not. I don't know if Larry Elder is going to have enough to actually knock him out.
Mm-hmm. It's the second one that I can remember. The last one being, of course, the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. There was one before that, but I don't remember it. I wasn't paying attention, I guess, or something. But anyway, there you go. So we'll see what happens, right?
Seems to me like it's a big waste of money, quite frankly. I think maybe why don't you just shorten up the term of these governors, if that's the case, and then you have, you can get them out quicker. You're going to be doing this on a regular basis. I mean, I get it. You know, the people want to push it out, but I mean, listen, you just voted for him and now you're changing your mind. I completely disagree with the guy and what he's done, but he's been there for a while.
Or you can give him one term and let him run for what, 6 years like you do in Virginia?
I mean, this is the best thing. I think this country desperately needs term limits.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Okay, well, yesterday stocks took a little bit of a dive. The dollar climbed as the Fed chairman, Mr. Powell, spoke.
Yeah, he mentioned that they're thinking about tapering some of his asset purchases moving forward. Again, this has been out there for a long period of time. I think he should have done this a while ago. More to it than that, I think, the markets need a bit of a breather. I mean, going up in a straight line is always a recipe for disaster. You've been doing well in the markets. Make sure you're rotating assets into other areas and selling along the way, taking profits. And that's the way to be successful.
Well, we must have an awful lot of money coming into the Treasury because yesterday Joe Biden extended the executive order on covering the state's COVID costs.
I mean, they do have record tax dollars coming in. There's no doubt about that. Just that money, just keeps going out the door. No matter how much money the state Treasury collects from us taxpayers, it never seems to be enough.
Yeah, you're right. And also, we know that in July, the retail sales fell 1.1% as the COVID-19 surge hit the spending, it appears. That's what they're saying anyway. That's their excuse.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's, I think that might play a part. Who knows? I think there might be a little bit more to it. I think that also inflation might play a part and people taking a look at the price of things and saying, I'm not going to spend that type of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that also plays a part.
Now, we heard about this T-Mobile hack the other day, and T-Mobile was kind of playing down the fact that they could have had the data of 100 million subscribers stolen by the hackers. But we also heard yesterday more clarification, and yes, that is the case. T-Mobile is probing the claim that hackers got the data of 100 million subscribers, and I'm glad I'm not over there.
Yeah, well, we talked about this, that this is why people, you got to be really, really careful. There's lots of data breaches that they happen all the time. Just be careful playing around with nonsense online with these questionnaires and various different online games and whatnot that start asking you personal questions back when you were younger, and they do it in a tricky way. These are basically, various such things that are fishing for information out of you that they can use for your various different personal questions in regards to certain accounts when they're trying to get passwords. So be very, very careful with that.
Now, Janet Yellen, we talked about her the other day about something different, but Janet Yellen has rejected the over-investing tag for her two-track economy plan. What's that all about?
I'm not really familiar with what she's talking about.
Me neither.
I've got to look into that. Janet Yellen is basically, she just does the bidding of what the Biden administration wants her to do. And, she's very much, for higher taxes and more spending at this point in time. And she's been pushing this line that this is what's going to keep the economy going. And I think that's just nonsensical.
Hmm. Now, I got a question here from, somebody. Down in our, let's see, who is this? Leonor, Miami. Let's see. Oh, he's talking about Miami's got all the, remember those big caravans down there? In Miami? The MAGA, Make America Great Again and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's back again down there in Miami, and they're all around the airport down there driving around with the flags and all that stuff. So he's letting me know that that's what's going on.
Interesting. Was there any event that's taken place?
No, but he's also telling me he gets over there near Surfside where they had the place that went down. He says there's all kinds of dump trucks and this, that, and the other going back and forth, and they're filling in the hole, basically, is what they're doing now.
Yeah, I think they got to continue to look at a myriad of different apartments down there, making sure that they're safe.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. There's a lot of buildings that they're going to have to examine for sure, correct?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay, well, one last little thing before we have to go, because I know the music's going to come up. Apparently, the Americans are losing confidence in the economy because the numbers are starting to go south here real quick.
Yeah, it's very fickle. Consumer confidence is a very fickle thing. Whatever you're seeing in the news right now, Afghanistan doesn't help. Inflation doesn't help. This adds to all of it.
All righty. I will let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, so have a good day and stay dry.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check it out, see what he's all about. In the meantime, we'll be back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after the news.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.